Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that Kevin Pollock. What's that? Yes, today, as we're recording this, is October 30th, which is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
And thank you all for your gifts. I especially enjoyed the chocolate moist maisel. That was very thoughtful and creative. And
you're welcome.
Didn't actually happen. But I do have a birthday card from all of my alchemists.
Yes.
It was handed to me by Chris.
We all pitched in.
Okay, never mind.
So I'm going to open it. It says Kevin on front. So
that's yours.
We did a bit where only Chris wrote in it and signed it.
Yeah.
Because we thought it'd be so funny.
Well,
he has the best
funny.
But best you made it look like Oliver wrote my name.
Yeah,
so
he
that's
did.
Good.
The baby did.
And the card. It says hip hip hooray on the front.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's
so
cute.
I think it's sincere and celebratory. And
it's
then you
uplifting.
Open it and it says,
"Holy shit,
it's your birthday today."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this chosen by Oliver as well.
Yeah.
But
what's
written
simple.
In here is very, very personal. So I'm not going to read it now. Because Chris and I have a very special connection.
Well,
I
don't think it
is. Why do you guys have a special
connection? I don't think it's anybody's business.
Hey, if you want to.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Hi, Kevin. It's ironic that today is your birthday, and yet you are a gift. Thank you for being so much to so many. Thank you for your encouragement and belief in me when I didn't believe in myself. You are a rock, and you are a star. I guess that's what makes you...
A rock star.
A rock Boom. Star.
Wow.
I'm about a third of the way through.
Oh, sorry.
Save your...
Well, my paragraph is the next one.
Above all...
Yep, that's me.
Please know that the way you live your life is an awesome example to those of us who don't have many awesome examples.
Wow.
Looking at you for a reason. Love you too much. Alvarado.
I love you, buddy.
Happy birthday.
That is the nicest card.
We agonized over the wording of that for so long, but I'm glad that we arrived at that. Yeah,
yeah, that last pass you did, Craig, really
tightened
it up.
I think I punched it up.
You punched it up nice, and the choice of just Chris's last name as the signing.
Well, it has all our letters in it.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Closely.
And look, he got the date right.
Oh, that's
the magical part. A lot of people make that mistake. They don't put the right date on there. Thank you, Chris.
Of course. Thank you.
And now I'm going to open up the other gift from the other alchemist. There's a Expo low odor dry erase.
And
also
you're always complaining about those stinky markers you
I
have.
Am, yep. So, yeah. I hate the smell.
Yeah.
From Vanessa. Parmesan cheese stars.
Yeah. Wow. Like you.
Because I am a star.
Like you.
Yeah.
And, you're my cheese star.
And from Joey's present was the best because it's James's phone.
Well,
he gave me James's phone.
I kind of need that back. That wasn't really his
it's
to
a gift,
give.
So now I have AAA.
It's a gift.
I'm James, you couldn't even bring a hash brown?
I should have brought a hash brown.
No!
A nice long hash brown. It would have fed the whole table.
You know what? One of these days, I'll bring in some hash browns.
No, thank you.
I'll go to town on them.
But we digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Vanish.
Yeah.
Tell me anything you remember about your senior year in high school. Anything.
Well, I got a kidney disease and had to go on steroids.
So what you're saying is greatest senior year in high school ever.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I had a cool pill case.
Yeah, you did.
It was glitter.
Oh.
So that made it fun.
You bedazzled your pill case?
Yes.
That's so fucking awesome. Get the door for Craig Kukowski. Kakao, what time should I get there tonight? And do you have an attire recommendation?
I think get there around 6:45.
Right.
And semi-formal.
Semi?
Yeah.
Oh.
Formal top, casual bottom, okay. I think.
I might Donald duck it. You don't know.
Yeah.
Call
the
a
most
priest.
Casual bottom.
Call a priest. It's James Heaney. Jimmy Jack O'Mantern, can you still get me some crack? Because I've not read that magazine in years.
Well, no. I've used up all my freebies on crack on the beach, but I could show you where you could get some crack, but they know me a mile away.
Okay.
He's talking about the magazine. He's not talking about rock.
Oh, no, that's what I mean.
What kind of magazine was it?
Cracked is past tense. You said crack.
I had a kidney disease.
I did say crack.
So
cracked. If you were talking about the magazine, you needed the ED.
Apostrophe. Is there apostrophe D or just ED?
No, it's just ED.
And is crack on a beach a new cocktail?
No, crack on on the beach is it's running rampant. Actually, it's probably not a lot of crack on the beach.
I'm sure they're still there.
I'm sure it's around.
Depends how well your bathing suits fit, I guess.
Casual bottoms again.
Check out the cans on that one. He's Joey Greer.
Chan, chan, chan.
Joe, don't know when you're coming back.
When the moon shines twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
So greedy. And last, but may your meter forever run out before you get back in time. If you think him least, it's Chris Alvarado. Crikey me likey. Is it still?
What? Who writes these for you?
A whole staff.
My 4-year-old nephew. Is it still cool if your pants and I have lunch?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, for sure, awesome. For sure. Have a good time.
We'd like to thank all of you to become a VIP member of our new Patreon page. We've got, I'm going to say dozens and dozens so far. So we thank you all who have joined us. Just go to patreon.com/alchemythis. You'll get special content that's not available to the public at large. For example, special scenes that we'll do specifically for you, our monthly meetup that we'll stream live but also recorded, and you'll have access to that. There's a telephone number, a hotline.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we afford that?
That only you can, well, it's not easy. We need their help.
Oh.
That only you can call in and ask any of us a personal question that we must answer. That's the fun part about this hotline. So check out patreon.com slash. How can we this? All of today's scene suggestions, and thank you to all the VIP members, and at every level, damn it. All of today's,
But especially the VIPs.
Scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' email. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Now, before we get to our first scene, here's a lovely fan email. Hi, Alchemist. I've sent a picture of my workspace for which I undertake my relatively relaxed menial admin work for a New Zealand travel wholesaler. I work from my home at the end of the earth, Dunedin, New Zealand.
Dunedin.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie and I are obsessed with this show, Below Deck Mediterranean. There's a few crew members, I think one's from South Africa, and they're deck hands, and they keep saying decans.
Decans?
Yeah. And we just can't stop giggling at decans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, have nothing to do with New Zealand. With only my partner to hear my laughters, I listen to your show. He also works from home for the same company. The view from our office isn't bad either. Thanks for the many hours of excellent entertainment as I potter away on the computer. Regards, Yvonne Bond. And she sent two photos, which I've shown the Alchemist.
Oh, cool.
And Doug
Bain. The context is great, Yvonne.
Yeah, put the photos next to the microphone. Maybe they'll be with us.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Up higher? No, oh, further back.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, you guys.
Now they can hear it
all.
Yeah, can you hear the photo?
What about your camera, James? Were you not able to set it up?
Okay. For y'all who aren't listening.
No, there you go. No.
I mean, it is filming.
They take a picture of that picture.
All right. I'll take a picture of the picture. You could just send it to me later.
Okay. I'll
but
do that.
But then it wouldn't be calling out this moment.
This moment right here.
And now on to the scene.
Oh, this.
First one comes from Emily, who wrote, Dear Alchemist, I've listened to every pod. You are all so talented, and I am so thankful for your hilarity. I don't laugh out loud often, but when I do, it's thanks to Alchemy This.
That's what's up.
I was so shocked to hear my name and Alchemy This review read aloud at the end of the school drop-off pod. I felt dizzy, snapped me right out of my concentration at work and made me giddy. It surprised and delighted me so much. I wrote a haiku, which I haven't done since grade school. I should write more haikus.
Do we get to hear it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Enjoy. I'm just reading what she wrote. Enjoy, Alchemist. It goes thusly. Kevin's calming voice, sharing my podcast review. Dizzying surprise after listening to a review a second time, I remembered it was James Heaney who read my review aloud, not Kevin. I can't believe I just did that. I'm so sorry, James, since you were so kind to share my review. This made me laugh so hard because this is such a Heaney thing to happen.
This is not a haiku.
Run on haiku.
Yeah,
the haiku ended earlier. Where
yeah,
did
the
it
haiku
end?
Was just sharing my podcast review, dizzying surprise after listening to a review.
You gotta let us know that.
We don't know that, Evan.
We don't know.
We were counting the syllables. We were worried about Emily.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought I was dealing with professionals. My bad. Thought you guys could count. But she goes on to say that she felt so bad because this was such a James Heaney moment to have been forgotten, is what she's saying. And it coincides with James' treatment on the show. So for you, James Heaney, I write another haiku.
Oh, can you tell me when it starts next?
Yeah.
Yes, it starts now. Laughter is healing. Brings joy to everyone's heart. So alchemy this.
Oh! Damn! Shut the fuck up, everybody!
Her scene suggestion, extreme scavenger hunt in space. Thanks for all the funny. Emily from the United States. That's how James Heaney introduced me. And also, snoofer forever.
Oh, hashtag. Thank you, Emily.
Scavenger extreme hunt in space.
Terminal to Sector 2, now arriving.
Thank you,
Terminal to Sector 3,
thank
now
you,
arriving.
All right, so we're going to be doing team building. I want you guys to pair off on the scavenger hunt.
Sarge?
Yes?
I have a question.
Sure.
Who does the teaming? Do we just pick our
I'm going to team you up with somebody that you don't usually
wanna be,
work with.
I don't want to be with Levi.
That's an unfortunate thing that you let me know because that means you're with Levi.
Oh.
Levi?
Yeah.
Levi?
Yeah.
You're with Sarah.
No, thank you.
I'm so sorry, but that means even more so you are with Sarah. I want this to be a team building exercise. Here's your list of things you need to get. You're a pair.
An orange? How the hell are we getting an orange in space?
That's what makes it a scavenger hunt,
but you've
Barry.
Given us impossible things,
That's
Sarge.
It. You know what? You're with Luke.
Luke?
Somebody was going to have to be with him.
Does Luke and Luke put pants on?
Luke, you should put pants on. This is a scavenger hunt.
But I might get hot, son.
I just want... Darnell doesn't have a partner. I'd rather be with Darnell.
Well, I'm sure everybody wants to be with Darnell, but I guess
I do not need to be paired off with a weakly humanoid.
I would like to go so with Darnell. Darnell. Could I be your partner?
I'm going to be Darnell's partner.
Sarge?
Yes?
Did you just rig this whole thing so that you would win because you have the
it
robot?
It was just random. I was not random.
It wasn't random. You just said it wasn't random.
I'm so sorry. It was not on purpose. This was random.
Sarge?
Yes?
Do you know what random means?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Could you please give me...
the definition?
The definition of random?
First of all, I am not a robot. I am a cyborg.
There's a difference.
What is the difference again?
I have a human body and robot parts.
So do I.
Luke, you're not the same. Darnell, could you give me a random string of four numbers?
2, 4, 6, 8.
Wow, he's good.
It's random that it happens to he's be good. Even consecutive number.
Consecutive? I want off this ship.
Well,
I want off this ship.
Well, I'll tell
you. I hate this damn ship.
You do now, but once you have a great team membership, it's going to be...
Sarge, I found an orange.
Oh, great.
Darnell.
Hold on. Wait,
well, it started.
You planted that
have
orange.
Have we begun? Have we begun?
We've begun.
Sarah, I just want to say before we go, I know you don't care for me, and that hurts my feelings. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Wait, is she going with me or not?
What do you mean?
We've already started.
So, as you can see, my client, the one seated to the left there in this video, the one on the far left.
Which, my left or your left?
Mine.
Okay.
Everything started.
Well, then let me sit where you're sitting, because I...
Sit here.
The lefts are the same for both of you because of the way you're sitting. Oh, so
that's my question.
Thank
so
you.
Yeah, it's consistent.
So I should change
lefts.
My seat?
Could
no,
you
no,
read,
no, you could
Could
stay.
You read that back, please?
Which part? My left or your left? My left. Which left? Should
you.
I move my chair?
Everything.
No, and then I came in. Okay.
If Your Honor, if I may, everything started fine on this scavenger hunt, as you see from the video. If you'd like me to fast forward to when they started taking each other's lives, I'd be happy to. But again, my client, who's been accused of all the murders, was simply a part of the scavenger hunt.
I didn't mean to do anything.
That's all right. It's okay.
I'd like to see some of the intermediary steps that led to them taking each other's lives.
All right, we now take you to the following day.
What smells like shit?
Me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to wipe my booty in space.
Your booty? You're a grown man.
How the hell y'all doing on my space cow farm?
Whoa.
Sorry, sir. Hi. We want to know, do you have... hay? Do you have hay?
Of course I got hay, but it's in space. It's space hay. It ain't no earth hay.
That's great. Can we have four pieces of space
four
hay?
Pieces of
four
space
pieces
hay.
Of space hay.
That's
what you want, huh?
Yes, sir.
What's going to cost you some?
That's where I put the hay
at. Get back in the hole. Get back in the goddamn hole.
I thought you needed help with the hay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know why you came. I thought you came up here for some milk or something. Yeah, come on in.
Did someone want some hay?
Yes, yes. Four pieces, I'm please. Levi. This is Sarah. We are on a space scavenger hunt.
We were paired together.
If you smell something, that's my booty.
Daddy, I want Levi's butt.
All right, well, all right, you want the butt?
A bony's butt.
All right, let's see if we can't get that ass for you.
Specifically, the balloon tie.
Wait, what's going on?
So you want the center of the butt?
I want the balloon tie.
The center, oh right? I mean, God. I'm understanding that correctly. What Levi. Side are you looking it on? The center or the
we
side?
We got to get out of here, Levi. Why?
Right up in the middle.
They're talking about your anus.
And what do you care?
I don't like you, but I don't want space farmers to take right, your anus.
The team right, ponding is working.
Cadets, I get you hay for you, but I got a little issue. Seems like there's a serpent wolverine located somewhere east what? Of the Crystal Caves. I need y'all to handle that. Seems like it's terrorizing my cows. So if you can just kill that for me, that'd be great, and I get you hay for
a
you.
A serpent wolverine?
Yeah, look, you heard me.
Look at item number 8, Sarah. We need a serpent wolverine's tooth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll handle it.
All right.
Can we get the hay first?
No, you get it when it's done.
Okay. Hey, they didn't want my butt.
They're going to get that butt. They are.
You're going to get that butt.
Okay. We're
laughing.
Fun?
We're laughing.
Okay. I'm not going to do it again, but that was nice.
Hey, look, there's a cave. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, you're too late.
What?
No,
we have already acquired...
There's probably more serpent wolverine.
No,
teeth.
Darnell has killed every last serpent wolverine.
We don't
in
need.
There.
You didn't need to kill them all. We needed one tooth.
Well,
we
removed every tooth.
Darnell, can we
so
have
that
one
you
tooth?
May not acquire one?
Now he's a little more competitive than I thought he was going to be. It's not. You will notice that wolverine has no teeth.
It can't hurt you.
Oh, it's just gnawing on my legs. Gummy.
It's just gumming.
Yeah, I wouldn't let it gum on your leg too much. Come on, Darnell, let's
go. Wait, Sarge.
What?
What is the prize? Why are we doing this?
We're doing this because the prize is the journey, okay?
Then I quit.
Sarah.
What?
Sarah, give me one sec, Sarah.
What?
We could just kill Darnell and take all the fucking
but
teeth.
But he's a...
I have super hearing, by the way.
Wait, what are they
Darnell.
Saying?
Darnell.
Boom, boom. Terminal 2 now arriving.
Boom, boom. Terminal 3
where
now
did
arriving.
Everybody go? Everybody just left.
The terminals are arriving?
Oh, I can hear you on my comms, but I don't know where you are. I'm still at the station. I'm still here at the station. Does anybody hear
Sarge,
me?
Sarge, did you pair up that weird guy with somebody?
I thought I did. Everybody had a partner. Somebody smart mouthed to me.
Okay, counselor, we can jump ahead to where they start killing each other.
That's going to be scene one. I quite frankly am so damn happy with the judge's decision that I'm going to adhere to it.
Scene 2 comes from Julian, who wrote, "Hey, you guys, first time, long time. Like most listeners, your podcast helps me get through the drudgery of my day job, so thank you all. While I love so many bits and characters, the one that makes me laugh the hardest is when Greer does the ditzy girl breaking down in tears voice." So,
oh my God. What is going on?
That's the one. And he wrote, "You know the one." Oh, and thanks for all the fart diarrhea and dog cum jokes.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Whoa, that was a haiku.
Here's the scene suggestion. A high school marching band becomes embroiled in a doping scandal that runs all the way to the top. Keep up the good work, Julian.
Let's bring the music to a stop. You'll recognize me from the nurse's office.
The what?
Are you okay, sir?
Yes, I'm okay.
Are you the nurse?
I'm the nurse, and we're going to need to have everybody give a sample of urine. And
did you really go to nurse school and you just ended up in a school office?
You know what? I have more responsibilities than a lot of nurses out there. I have a lot of...
Hey, I'll give you a sample. Open that mouth.
All you do is give out Band-Aids, dummy.
I'm not supposed to make judgments on people, but the reason I'm here...
Yeah, you're not God.
Yeah, you ain't God.
You're not Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus Christ.
My Lord and Savior, the principal. sent me down here to get drug tests.
That's messed up.
You should not worship false idols.
Yeah, that's a human being. You shouldn't worship a human being.
What do you want our pee for anyway?
The principal wants you drug tested.
What?
Drug tested.
But we were
the music that comes out of this room is in
my urethra's got broke because I'm on my period.
Boom.
Well, I don't know exactly how that works.
You're a nurse. What do you mean you don't know how that works?
That's not my expertise.
A nurse is just like the whole thing. That's like what a nurse does.
How do you know all that? You're so smart, man.
I read up on it.
Listen,
on the
I'm going to leave these red Solo cups here on the desk, and I need them all delivered by to the end of the day, except you're excused because of your...
Well, my pee comes out like slushy.
What?
I have slushy pee.
What does that mean?
Like a Slurpee.
Like a Slurpee.
Because it's frozen or because it's thick?
A little bit of both.
Okay, well then you're...
Mr. Principal, I'm so sorry. My God, the smell of urine is wafting. It seems you have a lot of open Solo cups of urine around your desk. Is that...
Yeah, Solo cups was a bad idea.
I'm just sorry. Kick some over. Oh,
Jesus.
All right.
I got two more for you.
Oh,
all right. Tippy top full. Here you go.
Thanks, Erlene.
Mr. Principal, I just want you to know, first off, you're my king. You're my God. I love you. I'll die for you. I'll kill for you. And I'm...
Okay, Rex. Back off a little bit.
Hey, I just want you to know I'm your biggest supporter. I'm your biggest believer. All right? And I'll do fucking anything. Okay? You want me to squeeze the urine out of these kids for you? I'll do that. I'll do whatever it takes.
Okay, there's no need to squeeze the urine.
Yes, sir. Yes, my God, my king.
I mean, some of them have slushier urines.
Yes, I'll drink that up. I don't care.
Okay, you don't need to drink it up. Look,
yes, sir.
I'm convinced my marching band is on performance-enhancing drugs.
And interesting. And we want to get them on more, sir? Is that correct?
Look, the marching band in this school district is the greatest doorway to glory.
Yes,
ain't
sir.
Ain't that the truth? Sorry, thin walls.
No, that's all right, Erlene.
Oh, I dropped a Solo cup of water. I don't know which one is which.
Yeah, who is it? Oh, hey, y'all expecting someone, an older lady here buying drugs today?
I mean, how old, man?
I don't know. She looks like the school secretary. Is that good or bad?
That's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, let me in.
What's your name?
Erlene.
Yo, Rock, do you know Erlene?
Yeah, I know Erlene. Hell yeah, let her in.
She good? All right. Hands up, I got to pat you down real quick.
Oh my, okay, color me lucky.
Okay,
you missed a spot.
All right, that's weird. All right, go ahead and see Rock.
Oh, Rock. You boys, I love what you did with all the tiger stuff in here.
That was my idea.
I love it.
How do you do?
I'm doing well, Rock.
Before I break bread on business, I usually share a mozzarella stick. Here you go.
Okay, thank you.
If you're not a cop, you're going to eat that.
Well, you like a dipping sauce.
Oh, hello.
We got marinara, ranch, blue cheese, ranch
I'll
again.
I'll take...
Don't take the ranch.
Oh, marinara.
So what are you looking for?
The good stuff, Rock.
You want that shit that make your music go pa-pa?
I want the shit that makes that music go pa-pa.
Yeah,
I want enough for the woodwinds to get fucked up and enough for the brass to go batshit, okay? Give me all you got, Rock.
You got that right here. It is.
It's a small little Ziploc.
Yeah, but if you put that in the water supply of whoever's like a Gatorade jug or some shit like that, you know what
Gatorade
I mean?
Gatorade jug.
And then you let all the people drink it, they're going to get
fucked. Hey, Rock.
Yeah?
You know what I'm in this for?
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I just give a shit about the money.
Bye.
All right, guys, take five. That's a water break. That's a water break.
Fuck that, man. Fuck that, man. I'm so fucking amped right now, man.
That's why you need water.
Where's your Gatorade drug?
It's right here. Here. All right. Everybody line up.
I gotta get there first because I'm dehydrated because I'm on my period.
Yeah, we get it.
Let her in. Let her in.
You're bleeding. We all know.
Wow. Y'all, I was thinking at the state finals tomorrow.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that there are states? Like, what is that?
Speak on that. Speak on that.
Yeah, speak
what
on that.
What are the states? If we all have one God and one Savior, has he in all his infinite wisdom divided us into 50 states?
Dang.
Hear that?
Let's name just the ones that end in a vowel. Go.
Iowa.
Florida.
Idaho. Minnesota.
Iowa.
California.
New York.
California.
Everybody, it's
Missouri.
North Carolina. South Carolina.
Virginia.
Stop it.
We know Anaheim.
We know you're on drugs.
The bitch is back.
We know you're on drugs. Not a bitch.
Suck it.
We found out that you have been taking performance-enhancing drugs, and you have 24 hours to get off those drugs.
If I may, nurse.
I brought the principal in. God bless. The principal has arrived.
That ain't right.
No, that's wrong.
That ain't right.
Hi, children. Principal here.
Hi, principal.
And,
kiss.
Please.
What?
They want us to kiss.
Okay, you want me to kiss the nurse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I'm just going to give you a little peck on the cheek.
Don't do it. Principal.
Are you all right? Or are you crying?
I am crying, but this is a wonderful day. Go ahead, principal.
Look, kids, you've got the big final state finals tomorrow, okay?
Final finals.
The final state finals.
That's right.
There's been many preliminary state finals. Tomorrow is the final state finals.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it on these PEDs. The snares are going to be able to pair it a little faster. And the horns are going to be able to hit lower and deeper notes.
That's great.
Principal, if I may... Now, we all believe our Lord and Savior is not you.
You take that back.
And frankly, we feel saddened by these accusations. Am I right?
You're eloquent right now.
Well, I don't know. It started off with that state discussion you had earlier. It made me think about the bigger picture here.
My pupils are doing this thing where they're eating my eyeballs.
Oh, hell
is anybody else's pupils just eating eyeballs?
That just means you're in the zone.
Articulate. Oh, articulate. Man.
Principal. With all due respect, huh?
Is that good? I mean,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
We will not stop doing what it is we're doing, which is just praying very hard.
I know that you kids are not smart or wily enough to acquire these drugs. I have reason to believe this goes straight to the top.
I gotta go. Bye.
God?
No. Straight to the top here at the school. I mean, not me.
You.
But somewhere near the top.
What?
Who would that be?
I have no idea. Give me a name.
Well,
all I want is a name.
Jesus Christ.
No, not that.
Tommy.
Not a random
Jehovah.
Name. The name of the person who's getting you the drugs.
Maybe. Marco?
John the Baptist.
Florida.
Principal.
Virginia.
What can we do for you?
Tell me who's giving you the drugs.
We're Durlingo.
And welcome to the state finals. Finals for the state. There's been massive preliminary rounds going all the way to the high school marching band showcase. And here it is. Now we have high school with principal coming up right now. And everyone take a fucking seat because this is going to get nutsy.
All right, guys. It's our time.
We can do it. We can do it.
Let's bring it in.
The Gatorade jug is empty. Water.
Wait, what?
It was me. I drank a lot of it.
Most of it's empty. I can't perform like this. I can't perform normal. Oh, shit.
Okay,
my period's getting really heavy.
Fuck. What is?
My period.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to start praying to the principal. Fuck this.
Okay.
Let's all pray to the principal.
Yes, me too.
Principal, make me sorry.
Our principal, who are in principal.
Principal, hallowed be thy principal.
Kids. Yeah. Hey, it's early.
Hi.
I baked you some brownies. Eat them fast.
What?
Eat them fast.
My mouth is so dry. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Is there any milk?
And if we can hear from what sounds like the dressing room, the band is playing. Sadly, that doesn't count for the actual competition, and they will be disqualified. Stay in your fucking seats.
Well, I guess we let you down, Principal. We lost the state finals.
No. You kids were the best example of HSHS that I've ever seen.
Every down! Oh, shit!
You, get over here!
Me?
Yes, you. What's your name?
Erlene,
we have reason to believe that you are the one who's been giving all these children these drugs.
Hey, who the fuck are you, man?
Bang!
I...
Principal!
I love you, Principal, and I wanted you to be brought the glory you deserve so everyone would know.
Oh, Erlene, how could you? It too, Erlene!
It was easy!
Now, these bullets are not real, and these children have been pretending to be shot today.
That guy's head is exploding!
He's a good actor.
There was one good bullet.
All right. We got you. You're going away.
Who the hell are you, man?
Oh, me?
You seen 21 Jump Street? We were technical advisors.
Holy shit.
Cops.
You talking to me the two snare boys were cops?
Cops all the way.
The whole time.
Fuck,
fuck.
That's fact, right.
I don't even have this accent. I talk like this.
Whoa.
You guys wow, have what a difference.
Well, guess what?
Fuck you, principal, principal. Well, have a good day.
Well, guess what? I've been taking my own medicine. Run away with me, principal. Run away with me.
God, Arlene, I love you.
I love you too. Sorry you had to see this, nurse.
But what about that kiss that I had?
Join us.
Aw, oh, damn.
So I got a room for three, is that correct?
That's right. Just me, the principal, my secretary, and the nurse.
Interesting. You know, there's APB going out on CNN and all the major news
networks. What
is that? And all points.
Advanced bulletin. Placement biology?
I love you.
That's funny. Yeah, apparently there was just a fucking massacre in a marching band.
I'm not done cleaning 312 yet.
Okay. Well, 312 is going to be a room, so he's got to do a whole clean down of that.
Yeah, there's not another room?
There's other rooms.
I'm not done. They're all booked. I'm not done cleaning 312.
We have to wait?
A little bit.
Unless you want to help me clean 312.
Which we don't mind.
Blood stain.
The nurse can do it.
Oh, I don't really like dealing with blood.
You're not a nurse. I swear to God you're not a nurse.
No, I'm a nurse. I just don't deal with blood or womanly issues.
What?
What?
Like, what do you mean? Like a broken arm on a woman or something?
Sure.
Sure. Which way?
Nurse. That's not a nurse.
Which way?
My son and I are going to go to 312 now to try to clean the place up.
You got it.
We'll let you know.
Just so you know, they might pass out and just like sleep in there for a little bit, so it might take a little longer.
Tommy, let's go to 312.
Can I offer you any complimentary orange water or maybe some cookies or something like that?
Ooh, an orange. We're looking for one of those for a scavenger hunt.
Oh, nice. There are some great restaurants around here. There's the Macaroni Grill.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the Macaroni Grill. How many in your party?
Two.
Though I'm here.
Are you three together?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're three of us are together.
Well, we could do a two-tap, and then the nurse could sit at the bar.
All right, Steve, they're here, okay? Steve, they're
I'm
here.
I'm grilling up this macaroni, come
I know,
on
but
now.
Listen, man, we need you to go out there, and we need you to...
It keeps on falling to the grate.
We're going to put a wire...
Grill
because
this
you're not
macaroni.
An actual cook, you're a cop,
what do you mean
man?
I'm not a cook, dude?
You're undercover.
We got to get bigger macaroni to keep on falling to the goddamn grate fucking hell,
look at
man.
Me, now's the time they're here.
It's all charred go through the fucking ass. I'm not going to serve
Steve,
this.
Steve,
hey, can we just
Steve,
get some bigger macaroni?
Steve, you're going too deep.
Do you want me to 86 all the macaroni?
No,
unless you give me a thinner grill.
You, the other guy, the last guy used a pan.
Steve, look at me. You're in too deep, man.
Am I? Or am I in deep enough?
Let go of my dick. Let go of my dick.
Like that.
The grill.
Go on,
so what do we think? A grilled macaroni all around? Or
I'd share something.
What do you think, nurse?
I'd
can you hear us from over there?
I'm just going to have a drink.
Eat something. You need to eat something.
Welcome to the macaroni grill. Huh? Oh, what do you want?
We are going to share a grilled macaroni.
A large grilled macaroni for two. Yeah.
For two. And that nurse, that fake nurse over there wants a drink.
Where, on my left or your left?
No, it's me.
Just the one behind you with the nurse's outfit.
I'm the only one at the bar.
Okay, all right. Does she want the...
Just a drink.
Okay, yeah. Milk it is. And how do you want the macaroni cooked? Rare? Medium well?
Oh.
What do you think?
I don't know, hon.
Well done.
Well done. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Practically burnt.
Practically burnt. Okay.
Pardon me, Giuseppe. I got to take over.
Oh, I fell into the void.
All right, listen, you two. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you can do about it, you can't.
Wait a minute. He just modulated his voice.
This is a new guy.
That's a new guy. You're both going down. You thought you were going to have an easy time of it? Just going out for dinner? No.
Man,
freeze! DEA! I'm not a principal. I outrank you.
All right, but we're on the same team.
I've just changed my voice.
Whoa.
Freeze! United States President Assistant.
Arlene! Is that even your real name?
Not even close.
Where's that nurse?
Erliana.
Oh, shit, I gotta get out of here!
You're the worst of all. That's who we've been after this whole time.
That's a cute little gun.
Okay, we gotta operate on this nurse. Okay, we're all doctors here. Yeah. Okay. Right.
What's
we're all
the
doctors. That's right. We're all doctors. Okay. It doesn't matter what the nurse's name is.
I mean, I have my things I don't do.
Right. We're all doctors.
But we all have our things we do and we don't do.
Yeah. And the one thing I do not do,
I just don't do surgery. Sorry, I know we have to do surgery, but I can talk through it. I just don't.
I do surgery, but I don't do nurses.
Okay.
Could somebody give me anesthesia?
Yeah, I'm the anesthesiologist.
Could you give me that?
Put your face in the thing.
I can't. I can't get up. I can't reach. Okay, here it is.
Count back from 300.
298. We lost her. Holy shit.
Holy shit. Haven't got an angel.
Nope. Okay. Next, lunch, brunch.
Macaroni grill.
Macaroni grill.
Macaroni grill. That's into. Before we get to our final scene, here's an email I wanted to read. It's from a new patron, Alchemaniac.
Oh!
The top tier $25 supporter. Hi there, I'm a big fan of the show, and I just became a Patreon supporter because that was the least I could do for all the fun you guys provide. Anyways, I had a quick question. Is there anywhere specific that I can go to leave the show a review? I listen to the show on Spotify. I don't use an iPhone, which, as far as I can tell, doesn't have a review section for podcasts. I also went to iHeartRadio.com and had no luck in finding where to review there. I just love the show and want to give you guys – you have a massive following that you all deserve. I will shout my review from a semi-tall hill. That was my favorite part. If I have to, please let me know where I can go to write a review immediately, because the guilt that James Heaney has given me has almost become unbearable. Thanks for everything,
good job,
James. Kevin Prado. So if he's on Spotify, what would you suggest?
Well, I don't – like I've been put a little on the spot because I read the reviews that are aggregated. I believe most of them come from Apple iTunes. Well, I don't know for sure. I think you can review through Stitcher. I think you can review through a bunch. But the ones that seem to affect us the most are the ones from Apple, like it or not.
But you could do that from a
– like it or not is your response to our Alchemaniac?
I don't like Apple. I'm so sorry, but that is –
tell you what. Write to us again at your name here at alchemythis.com. Review the show, and then James will post it in your name on iTunes.
If you're on Spotify, the little heart liking that, and then just also the streams, you just put it on in the background, that helps. That's like a big Spotify thing for us. So,
but also, I think you can sign in on any computer into iTunes. Public library. Go for it.
Well, we've given whatever helpful suggestions we're capable of. Craig, did you have a last one, a little follow-up?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Doug, do you have actual advice for that? Nope, we're mystified.
Final scene is from Jet, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, every morning I listen to you on my walk to and from school. I often have to stop myself from laughing like a maniac as to avoid seeming mad. While listening to you guys, all of your voices have unique characters in my head, except James, whose character always looks like James. My scene suggestion: a child is elected president and establishes his new government of kids. Sincerely, Jet G from Australia."
I don't give a goddamn. It's a fucking kid. I'm not going to pass this.
Yes, you are. He's the president.
It's a child.
You will respect your president. I don't care.
Need I remind you, this is a chocolate milk bill, and he thinks this is very important.
He wants to turn all the reservoirs into chocolate milk pools. It has to get past the Senate.
That's not even possible. That's not even possible to do.
Here he comes.
Oh, shit.
Attention.
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 Attention, your president.
How are we coming on the chocolate milk bill?
We're working very hard.
Mr.
We have
president.
Focus groups.
Babe, do you want any goldfish?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Mr. President, if I may.
I want the pretzels.
Oh,
these are cheddar.
Those are
gross.
Somewhere in my other bag.
Mr. President.
Can you give us a minute? Can you back off while I'm talking to my son?
Yes, First Mother.
They're in my other purse. I'll go back to
the house. Get your other purse.
I will.
Get in now.
Oh, my God. Okay. He's your problem now.
Mr. President?
Kid President.
Kid.
I'm not a mister.
Kid President. The chocolate milk reservoir resolution is not going to work.
Kid President, we have bigger problems in Syria than this chocolate milk reservoir. Can we talk about Syria for a moment, please?
Let's table Syria and... I want to get back to this chocolate milk reservoir.
Oh, you said table correctly, Kid President. That's good.
Okay, don't patronize me, okay?
All right, you ready for people to stop patronizing you, Kid President?
chocolate milk reservoir is not a possible thing. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money. You're
a
disgrace.
I promised my constituents a chocolate milk reservoir, okay?
He hasn't
so
had
let's
a snack
find
yet.
A way to make it happen.
Yes, sir, kid president.
I'm turning
I'm in sorry to interrupt this meeting, but the kid president needs a nap.
Oh, fuck.
It's 3:30, the kid president needs a nap.
I am a little cranky.
Okay.
Are you hangry or cranky?
I know. If I'm hangry, I'll tell you I'm hangry.
Okay.
Mr. President, would you like to jump on my back or get on my shoulder?
I jump on your back.
All right.
Wait. Before you leave, kid president, it says here next on the agenda, you want to fire a lot of us and bring in your friends and pals?
Yeah. Sorry I had to find out this way through a memo. You're fired.
Can I live in the bowling alley?
Who's this?
What is...
I'm the Secretary of State. That's at least my understanding at this
point.
That's
my job. Oh my
Jimbo, God. I mean, Kid President, what's going on? Jimmy!
Hey guys. How's that chocolate milk pill coming?
When do we get our chalk milk? When do we get our chalk milk?
When do we get our chalk milk?
This is insane. This is insane.
We're fired.
You know what's insane?
Your face.
That the government was so crumbled and broken and busted that we found a loophole and the kids who overjoined the government, and that's on you and your generation and the boomers too. So
there's a statute in the Constitution. You have to be at least 33 years of age.
No, but under that statute, there was invisible ink, if you recall.
Yeah.
Unless
she's right.
Some
she's
kids right. Harness the power.
We don't have
of social
to rehash
media.
The unfortunate truth.
Yeah, but fine.
The founding kid founders. The founding kid fathers.
That's right.
Put invisible ink kid in the Constitution, and we found it.
Stupid George Washington's son.
Now, Kid President, I understand that the dossier that you've been given is highly sensitive. Now, we have our Navy SEALs and Delta Force on the ground right now. You want to switch them out for kid SEALs? Is that right?
Yeah, I want baby SEALs.
Okay.
All right. Because they're cute.
Yes, Kid President.
We're going to fight this war with baby SEALs.
Yes, Kid President, just that they have been active for at least 20 years in war zones. I mean, they've been working for the company for a long time.
I got you a Go-Gurt.
I don't want Barry.
Oh, jeez.
I want plain Go-Gurt.
Okay, Malcolm, I will try to find a plain Go-Gurt.
Kid President, thank you for seeing me. I just wanted to go over this eco-friendly...
Do you know what you're talking about?
It's just... We don't think it's smart to raise a giant umbrella over the entire Earth to block the sun's rays.
Okay, but who's doing something about climate change?
That's what I was trying to say.
Kid President
that.
Is.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so we're, I guess we're
going to... That's another thing. Excuse me, Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Nobody was doing nothing, and so now we're doing stuff and you're going to complain?
It's just a giant umbrella doesn't seem like it's going to help.
Well, what does seem like it's going to help?
But don't ask me. I didn't even know what the word was. So.
We're closing down a lot of factories this week.
Yeah, that's also
that's
become
a big
an issue.
Step. That's a great step. We're going to make them all bouncy houses.
Yeah.
And then the umbrella thing.
Okay, so we're going to go
Kid
ahead.
Kid President. Oh, my knee. Oh,
okay.
We got to go.
Do you have an owie?
Oh, I do. I'm a national security advisor. And I want someone to pay for this. I want someone to pay for this.
Okay, what do you want to do? Because you have an owie.
I want this guy here to punch himself in the face.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
You okay, do it.
Punch yourself in the
punch
face.
Your face. Punch your
punch
face.
Punch it. Punch your face.
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 Punch your face. Oh, man, the tooth fell out. Oh, no, look at the screen. The SEALs are dying.
What happened to you at work?
Nothing, Martha. Get me a fucking beer.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll get you a beer.
You know, you voted for this guy. You fucking voted for him.
For Kid President?
Yeah.
He's so sweet.
So sweet.
His heart's in the right place.
I'm missing a tooth.
Oh, my God, you are.
I had to punch myself in the face today, Martha.
You didn't have to do that.
Listen to me. There's a revolution brewing, okay?
Really?
Me and everyone else who's over the age of 18... We're having a meeting tonight.
I don't think
in my
hey,
basement.
Everybody, thanks for showing up meeting, all right?
No, I turned 19 last week. Yeah.
So, I mean, we all know why we're here, yeah?
Fuck Revolution. This kid.
Exactly. We hate fucking kids, all right? Well, hold on. I didn't mean like that. Wait, I mean,
yeah, we do. We do.
We're also against fucking kids.
Yes.
Holy shit. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. Anyway, fuck. So, we don't like this kid, right?
Boom.
And kids in general, yeah?
Right.
But we want to see young at heart. so we gotta do some fucking crazy, all right?
Why aren't there more people here? There's only 10 of us.
It was a Facebook post last minute.
So,
how are you still on Facebook? It's so friggin' 2008.
Look, I get they're doing like some fucked up stuff, but it's a really great way to
Kid President just does TikTok, and it's working really well for him.
Oh, he's working with the Chinese government, not my president, all right? Now, look, we got to do something now, all right?
I mean, frankly, their army is just a bunch of kids. We could probably just tickle them for
baby
a long time.
Baby seals? How tough could this
be? I think that's disgusting. That's perverted.
What do you mean?
You want to tickle kids?
How do you mean?
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry?
You're a pervert.
Okay, here we go.
A second. We're not going to just run in there and tickle them.
I meant as opposed to, like, you know, inflicting actual harm to these kids.
I think that the harm is less frightening than you, a grown man suggesting, let's go tickle all the children.
Here, let me tickle you.
Ew!
See how that feels?
I'm not ticklish.
You got wet hands, man. I can see them from here.
I'm clammy. I have an anxiety issue.
And I was wet, too, so.
Oh, hey.
Not like that.
Oh, okay.
All right, y'all, let's keep it focused here, okay? We hate kids, all right?
We hate kids. That's true.
Did other people leave? I thought they were
more. Well, look at this group of snidling cowards.
That's the former Secretary of State.
I used to be the Secretary of State.
See?
And I've got connections to the former Navy SEALs.
You know, he had connections to the former Navy
Sniveling?
SEALs.
Sniveling?
The ones that... Sniveling.
Sniveling?
Sniveling. You cowards is what I think.
Is that a word you've seen in print but never said out loud?
Maybe. Nonetheless, we're listening. The retired Navy SEALs.
Yeah, we're here for you.
It's the Secretary of State. Of my group.
Great.
Can they kill the baby seals? No, they're going to kill all the kids in the White House.
The
optics are not going to look good on
that. Well, I guess tickling doesn't sound like such a bad idea, huh?
No, come tickling here. Sounds gross. That's weird. It's weird.
Can we just, when they're sleeping, put bags over their heads?
What if we put them in timeout?
Put them in timeout. Can we just put them in timeout?
Oh, my God.
Why do we have to kill them?
You should be the one to go in there and put the kid president in timeout.
Mom, am I a good president?
Oh, gosh, honey, that's a complicated question.
Because everybody's mad at me.
You know, I feel like that a lot of my days, too. And honestly, you can just do your best every day.
I'm trying to make the best decisions I can.
I know, babe, and you're doing a pretty good job. But you're going to learn every day, and there's going to be setbacks, and that's okay. That's part of life.
Hey, sorry to interrupt first, Mom, but are we going out?
Were you trying to seduce me? Oh, of course you were.
Are we going out yet?
I can't talk about this in front of him.
I understand, but, you know, TikTok.
Can I have a minute?
TikTok.
Sure, I understand. The kids.
I want to watch videos on TikTok.
Babe, now I can't get in bed.
Look, we had the first mother sitting at the table in the back left, okay? This has got to go smooth, all right? This is a big deal for the
Who's
macaroni
with
grill.
Her?
Some fucking hot guy.
That guy is ripped. His shirt's ripping.
He's okay, ripped so shit. Run us through the game plan again.
All right, we're going to serve them steaming macaroni, course number one. Course number two, we're going to do grilled macaroni with a little bit of cheese, Parmigiano.
Wait, are you for this administration?
I am for Macaroni Grill getting a good goddamn rating. What?
Why do we have them here?
Because they can go anywhere. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, what's the plan? I don't understand the plan.
What are you talking about?
The mother's here.
The first mother. She has a reservation.
Are we just serving her?
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
I don't want to fuck this up. That's what I'm saying. Why weren't you listening?
I was thinking I was thinking about the seals.
About the revolution.
No, that massacre. All those baby seals shot in the head.
I don't want any of that talk.
You know what? You're a fucking pro-macaroniist.
Come on.
You're a pro-macaroniist.
I am for business.
All right. I'm thinking about the steak, babe. What do you want to get?
Oh, my God. Your button fell off.
This TikTok is so funny.
Sorry, I had to bring
it. Yeah, it's okay. It's the president.
I think we will have the macaroni, babe.
Hello, hi. My name is Clark. I am the general manager of the Macaroni Grill. Thank you so much, Mr. Kid President. Pleasure to have you in
Don't
our presence.
Look
just
at
Kid
him.
President. Kid President, yes.
Clark. Secret Service here, backup.
Yes. We have brought a complimentary steamed macaroni for the table.
What do we do with that?
You can use your fingers, or you can make a necklace. I brought some string for you.
I'm going to use my fingers.
Okay, yes.
You don't make macaroni necklaces with cooked macaroni.
Steamed
you
macaroni?
You idiot.
How'd you get
do
this
it before
job?
You cook the macaroni when it's hard, and hopefully you're making fresh pasta
Wait
here.
Wait a minute. Are you really the general manager at the Macaroni Grill?
Yes.
So step back.
Yes.
The general manager.
All
no,
right,
you don't make a macaroni
necklace. Everybody be cool. I used to be the Secretary of State, and this is a coup d'etat.
Sir.
I think he means a coup d'etat. Oh.
This is a coup d'etat.
I have a super soaker.
Have you never said that word out loud?
Everybody put your weapon down.
I have a
super soaker here full of gross stuff.
It's hard to gross me out. I'm a gross
super soaker. Super soaker.
Is that urine?
It's my urine.
Hey, ex-secretary dude, what's your deal, man?
This is a cootie ta-da.
Me and the first mom are trying to have a little supper. Why you gotta bitch it?
Because this is the first time I've found the president, kid president, out of office.
Yeah?
And he's never getting back in.
Let go of him.
Let
go of
my son.
Put him down.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I'm sorry, sir. The tables are full.
Hey, Clark, you want to step in and do something, man?
Sir, you're going to have to see your way out.
I'm
going to
break this kid's neck.
No. Okay, I thought I got him down. Oh, give me that fork. Give me that fork.
Don't give her the fork. She's doing the karate chop. Don't bite it.
Oh, no, I'm doing something crazier.
What is that? Ow, my eye!
Keep pressing it. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I don't want to be president no more.
What?
I don't want to be president no more.
You just started.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the microphone's on. The people of the United States.
Are you the press secretary?
I am. I present to you the kid president.
Go on up, honey. There's a step. There's a stool. Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen of the United States. I ran for president, like, mostly, like, as a joke. Like, I didn't think it was going to happen.
Like, what is going on?
I was just, you know, I just wanted the attention. Mm-hmm. And then I became president. And then, like, I got to make decisions all day. It really, like, hurts my head. I feel bad about all those baby seals that got slaughtered in Syria. So I'm not going to be president anymore.
What?
Mr. President. Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Question.
We take one at a time, a show of hands. No yelling.
Yeah. Question.
You've got to raise your hand.
Question. Hi, two questions here. One, will the umbrella stay up? And two, who will be taking your place?
Okay. Number one, we did put a giant umbrella in space, which is preventing global warming from ever happening again. So
thank you.
It's
really
also shading
idea.
Half of the planet. They have not got any natural sunlight.
Okay. Well, we'll deal with that. We'll deal with that later.
With
okay?
A new guy.
Okay. And put the invisible ink in the Constitution. The next president is going to be my little sister.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
Can't even speak yet.
This is ridiculous.
All hail the new president.
All hail the new president.
And that's our show for today. A very special birthday episode. Thank you again. It's just too much, you guys. You make me talk about it over and over. That's our show.
Let's wait, how many awards did you get for Miss Maisel? Just the show. How many did that get?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Were we keeping track? 16 in two seasons?
Okay. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you.
Contributions.
Oh, those are just the Emmys. Let's thank our alchemists. And let's first start with James Heaney. James, you've posted this new video on the Patreon.com/alchemy. This of you with some scratchers.
Well, I went to your birthday party.
Well, now you're just bragging.
I said that I was bragging. I got invited.
Yeah.
There was a pumpkin carving contest, and I won first place, which won me lottery tickets. And who would have guessed that I was going to win? But luckily for me, I was recording it, and I have proof I won the lottery. I have not spent any money of it, so you don't have to worry. It's not disappeared yet.
Right,
if you're a Patreon, you could see the video of me scratching off those lottery tickets.
Usually when someone wins $5 or $10 off scratchers, they don't...
Well, this is more than $5 or $10.
They don't say, I won the lottery.
Yeah, it's not $5 or $10.
Okay.
We're talking hash cash.
Craig Kakowski.
Three Twitters to follow at Kakowski, CACKOWSKI for just my general life stuff. at Craigslist PCast for podcast and at Orange Tux Improv for improv shows.
All right. Thank you so much.
So prepared. My pleasure.
Vanessa Ragland.
Not prepared. Dynasty Typewriter.
What
on
a great
Instagram.
Halloween party, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much for coming.
The tarot card reading was.
What did you find out?
Phenomenal. I'm surprised you're all still here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So
there was a scavenger hunt?
Oh, Joey was involved.
Joey had a shoe. Joey was carrying around a shoe all night, and I never understood why.
He was a boot swaggler, and if you looked into the scavenger hunt, you would have found out why. Mm-hmm. I mean, you wouldn't have really, but it would have said boot swaggler.
It's on there.
I'm sure it was very well rehearsed.
Yes,
did
everything
anyone
was.
We had winners. We did have winners. People completed the whole scavenger hunt.
Did they get scratchers?
Six coins out.
They got tickets to Dynasty shows and t-shirts and free popcorn through the end of the year.
Oh my goodness.
Which is, you know, coming up on it. And toppings for their popcorn, candy toppings. So it was a fun prize.
And so folks, listen, you go to DynastyTypewriter.com for upcoming shows and tickets.
Yeah, please
They could probably learn about it from New York Times, right?
Oh, thanks.
Congratulations.
Nice setup. Yeah. Thank you.
New York Times hates to write about anything in Los Angeles. You guys got a huge article.
Yeah, it was crazy. And we're so, so, so grateful. Bonkers, and people were saying the things that we would dream of people saying, like having like artists that we love were just being so nice. So it was a dream come true. And I would love for anybody, when you're in town, come to the theater and let me top your popcorn alchemy, people.
I'll say. Chris Alvarado?
Yeah, at Chris Alvarado on Instagram. Not much going on there. But I did realize that we're doing stuff on our Alchemy This Instagram with like these like office shots and stuff. And what's that hashtag?
Menial job pick.
Menial job pick.
Yeah, and we just got a couple we're going to throw up.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea of people tagging us on in their menial job pick pictures.
Cool. And we're just Alchemy This on Instagram. Yes. And we are doing, because of our media guy Danny, more posts than ever, and it's really fun.
And all our live shows are the first Sunday of every month for at Westside Comedy Theater. Joey Greer, thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure.
I know, but still, thank you. And thank you for the gifts, too, for my birthday.
Well, I want them back.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Let's thank Engineer of the Stars, Mr. Doug Bame. And iHeartMedia.
This media. This media is dying. But it came back to life. That's really healthy.
I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. Until next time.
Alchemy This.